Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 23, Devahuti's Lamentation. Three, 23. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Maitreya uvacha. Itrebyam prastite sadhvi. Patim ingita ko vidha. Pritya. Baba niva. Prabham Prabhum. Translation and purport by Divine Grace. Slashi Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai. Maitreya continued. After the departure of her parents, the chaste woman Devahuti, who could understand the desires of her husband, served him constantly with great love, as Bhavani, the wife of Lord Shiva, serves her husband. So, as the Prabhupada said in the purport, the specific example of Bhavani is very significant. Bhavani means the wife of Baba, or Lord Shiva. Bhavani or Parvati, the daughter of the king of the Himalayas, selected Lord Shiva, who appears to be just like a beggar, as her husband, in spite of her being a princess. She undertook all kinds of tribulation to associate with Lord Shiva, who did not even have a house, but was sitting underneath the trees and passing his time in meditation. That is text one. Text two. O Bidura, Devahuti served her husband with intimacy and great respect, with control of the senses, with love, and with sweet words. Three, working sanely and diligently, she pleased her very powerful husband, giving up all lust, pride, envy, sinful activities, and vanity. The Prabhupada said, here are some of the qualities of a great husband's great wife. The husband is great, the wife is great. Kardama Muni is great by spiritual qualification. It's very important for us to understand this. We are looking for a bona fide spiritual master, but we forget that we also should become bona fide disciples. It's not only gurus to be bona fide, the disciples should be bona fide as well. Devahuti is bona fide wife. Kadamuni is bona fide husband. The combination is powerful. The result is powerful. We must consider these things. The Wahudi gave up lust, pride, envy, greed, sinful activities, and vanity. What does that mean? Then why is he married? Why a devotee is married? He has given up lust, he has given up pride, he has given up envy, greed, sinful activities, and vanity. So why is he married? She will take sannyas. Yes, why not? Why is he married? No, these are the qualifications to be a wife. The qualification to be a wife. Yes. A husband has qualification to be a husband. A wife also has qualifications to be a wife. The special master has qualifications to be a special master, and the disciples has qualifications to be a disciple. Both should be qualified. Both sides. She is the daughter of the emperor of the whole world, not just the country. The country is the whole world. Her father is ruling, and she is completely opposite the lifestyle of her husband. Princess. And who is Kadamamuni? Hermit. It's a hermit. What is idea? Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he's a Supreme Personality of Godhead. He went to school. What is his behavior towards his personality? He's a Supreme Personality of Godhead and a living entity. Acting as his guru. What was their relationship? Krishna has to go and sleep in the forest. The Supreme Personality of God. Is that the activity of the Supreme God? Sleep in the forest. Not just sleeping in the forest. The rain fell and the whole ground was covered to their neck. Water was up to their neck. And not just water up to their neck. It was pinching cold. There is no heater. We have no heater. For Krishna and his friend who had gone to the forest that night to get heat, they have to embrace themselves throughout the whole night. This one is just not out of love. This one at least is to keep their body warm for the cold. So the cold. This is how Krishna and his friend spend the whole night inside the water. And what did the special master do? He went to look for them the next day. He went to look for them. He didn't forget. He came to check who is not here. And so two students were not there. What happened? They have gone to fetch water, to fetch firewood for the cooking. The Supreme God can command firewood to come. And there will be firewood. Let there be firewood here now for my guru's wife. And it will be. He didn't do that. He went to the forest. Physically. Disciples should be submissive. disciples should be submissive. They should be gentle. They should be humble. No pride. No greed. There's no sinful activities and no vanity. Vanity means what? I am great. I'm a great disciple. It does not exist for genuine disciples. I'm a great disciple mentality does not exist. Devahuti came with, she's a princess. She came with full ornaments. And seeing the husband with the cow pin, what will she do? She has to remove all that. Remove it voluntarily. She removed them and they were not that she was looking at them. No vanity. She removed them and brought herself to the level so she doesn't feel greater than the husband. A disciple should never be greater than the guru. Whatever material facilities or situations we have, we cannot be, and it shouldn't be, that we are equal to, Yes, who is the guru? I was looking at them. I said, which among the two, who is the guru? Because the guru is talking, and the disciple is talking even more than him. And even walk out. He walk out. So I went and met him. I said, Prabhu, I'm sorry. I know you are very powerful devotee. But to walk out of your guru is offense. It's a great offense. So I don't know how you are understanding this process. You are very, very intelligent. He's very, very intelligent. And very educated. And you walk out of your guru. So what is this? I didn't just keep quiet because I know if I don't do this, I'm also guilty. So I told him, I said, my friend, what you have done is wrong. Please go back and apologize. This is the one I have seen. Other things we're doing which I don't see, I cannot talk about it. But the one that I have seen today, I must talk about it. This is wrong. And you cannot argue. Look at our scripture very carefully. And look at our charya, our tradition. Look very carefully. You will never see this. Even when the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, was requested by his guru to look at a word which needs explanation. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said there is no fault here. Because it's written by his guru. He said there's nothing wrong here. He's a scholar. He's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. What the spiritual master wrote, it's not wrong. This is correct. Grammatically, it is not correct. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching us how the disciples should relate. He said, no, it's okay as it is. And you had behaved like this, so as Mr. Ma, you read all this. When we see the next time, we're going to speak all this. But what of our activities after our speech? What do we do? That's important. So here, the Devahuti has no pride. See where she comes from. Very high compared to Kadama Muni, her husband. So, the qualification for one to be a good wife, a good husband, a good spiritual master, and a good disciple I will explain here. This is a part of Devahuti, a good wife. What did Kardamuni do as a qualified special master or as a qualified disciple, husband? The daughter of Manu, who was fully devoted to her husband, looked upon him as greater even than providence. Devahuti saw her husband as greater than God. As far as my limited experience and understanding is concerned about the culture of Christian consciousness, I will never, even if someone want to kill me, I will never flatter anybody. I will never flatter, and I will never also cover anything. I will never, because we are all responsible for what we do. I will never do it. If it is Christian consciousness, there is a process, there is a principle. These days we have a different understanding about Christian consciousness. Different. And that difference is not bona fide. It's not bona fide. This afternoon we are discussing Janmasami, powerful, supreme. Superior to Janmasami is Srila Prabhupada. Appearance. Srila Prabhupada. Superior to Janmasami is Srila Prabhupada appearance. Devahuti said here, it is described here, the daughter of Manu, who was fully devoted to her husband, looked upon him as greater even than providence. Providence means what? God. Superior to Janmasami is Prabhupada. So yesterday we were talking about Srila Prabhupada is the what? The captain of the ship to lead the world of bhakti to Godhead. If we desire to go back to Godhead, Srila Prabhupada is the captain of the ship that will take us back to Godhead. Many people in my country, Nigeria, Bhagavad Gita was there in Nigeria before ISKCON came. Bhagavad Gita is my country before ISKCON came. Bhagavad Gita was there. I saw on Sankirtan one day, one man brought a Bhagavad Gita. I have your book. I have your book. I have your book. I said, let me see. It's Bhagavad Gita. This man had been reading Bhagavad Gita before ISKCON came to my country. But he didn't understand Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He didn't understand. And so many people have seen Krishna movies. Many, they have seen. Nobody understood Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So the Prabhupada came and everybody understood Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna is important because of Prabhupada, because he came to reveal him. He came to reveal him. So anyone who has no deep respect and full, complete faith in the spiritual master has no Krishna. There's no Krishna. Because Krishna, the mercy of Krishna is not with Krishna. The mercy of Krishna is with Krishna's pure devotees. So if we have no faith, we are minimizing the position of a spiritual master. We will never be Krishna conscious. Never. Look at the vision of Devahuti. She saw his grace, late Brahmananda Prabhu. He said, for me, Sir Prabhupada is my God. Because for me to understand who Krishna is, Prabhupada gave me. So the person who can give me Krishna is more important to me than anyone else. That is not a joke. That is his conviction of Krishna consciousness. These days we have very offensive mentality towards spiritual master. Yes, we know that majority of us are not up to date, we are making a little mistake. But that should not be. That shouldn't be an opportunity for us to minimize the position of Krishna's representative. That is very dangerous for us. Devahuti is looking upon her husband as greater than God. This is perfect vision of a disciple. This is the vision a disciple should have. If you have a guru that is not pure, you are a fool. You are a fool. If you think your guru is not pure and you have your guru and you think he's not pure, you are a fool, not civilized. And the problem is not what your guru is, what you. Because if your guru is a fool, then what are you? Why do you accept a fool if you are not a fool? If you are a genuine, powerful devotee, you will not have a fool. You have a bona fide guru, if you are bona fide. So many devotees are having a very weak relationship with their spiritual master. And if you look at their devotional life, it's not wonderful. Because the mistake they are making, a very dangerous mistake they are making in their life. But the devotee is teaching us. Thus, he expected great blessing from him. If he's not bona fide, what blessing will you get? What blessing will you get? If you are going to meet a poor man who has no money, if you give him money, you are a fool. How much? What will you get from? You not get money. So if you are going to meet a millionaire, he will give you because he has. So if you have a person who is not qualified to be a spiritual master, and you have that person as a spiritual master, or you have taken him as a fashion, which is against the scripture. How many times Prabhupada has mentioned guru, having guru is not a fashion? Having served him for a long time, she grew weak and emaciated due to her religious observances. Seeing her condition, Kadama, the foremost of celestial sages, was overcome with compassion and spoke to her in a voice choked with great love. Like Sandipani Muni, after seeing his disciple, his heart melted. His heart melted. And Kadama Muni said, "O respectful daughter of Swayambhuva Manu, today I am very much pleased with you for your great devotion and most excellent loving service." The guru appreciated, he recognized. This is the nature of a bona fide disciple. Since the body is so dear to embodied beings, I am astonished that you have neglected your own body to use it on my behalf. Krishna told his disciples, I am satisfied with their service. I am satisfied with their dedication. I am satisfied with your mentality of sacrificing yourself for my service. So, even though you are the supreme personality of Godhead, let me show the process for the whole world. Whatever you do, whatever you say, will be eternally immortal. Does Krishna need blessing? Does Krishna need blessing? Yes. Yes. Krishna need blessing from his devotees. From his devotees he need. Why? This is the dealings of love, not the mechanical things, the dealings of love. In the dealings of love, there is no rules and regulations. So it is sweeter. The dealings of love have no rules and regulations. It's not a mechanical thing. It is the dealings from the heart. So Krishna appreciated that from his devotees. So the spiritual master is satisfied when he see a disciple exhibiting wonderful Krishna conscious qualities. The spiritual master is always very happy and satisfied. He didn't neglect the sacrifice the devotee is making. He didn't neglect. So our sacrifice in Krishna consciousness can never go in vain. No matter how small and tiny it is, provided it is done for Krishna, it will never go in vain. There is always the reward for every action. So, we should understand. What is the attitude the devotees will have in Krishna consciousness? Here in the material world, if you want to go to a foreign country, what do? If you want to go to a foreign country, what will you do? You need a visa. How will you get visa? You need passport. That's all. To go to embassy. What do you need to go to embassy? What are the papers you need? What are the documents you need? You need invitation letter. From where? From that country. Who will give you from there? Who will give you from there? The person from there, who will invite you? Somebody from that country must invite you, invitation letter. You can have your ticket, you can have your whatever, your passport, without invitation letter. You need invitation letter from there. We need invitation letter from there. And we need to know how people in that country behave. Is it not? You don't know. How do they behave? How do they talk in that place? How do they walk in that place? What do they do in that place? What is their food? Everything. Is it not? So, we have to practice talking like Brijabasi. Walking like Brijabasi. Seeing like Brijabasi. We have to think like Brijabasi. We have to be like that. We will not attain perfection at the gate of Vaikuntha. We will attain perfection here before we go there. So, we have to practice everything here. And how we practice is very, very important. If you jump in the water, you will be wet. But that does not mean you are clean. Is it not? If you are in the water, you will be wet, naturally wet. But it doesn't mean that you are clean. To be clean, you need soap. You have to wash. So, we call it Bhajana Kriya, right? Activities in Krishna consciousness. The activities we have to do in Krishna consciousness, see what devotee is doing, must correspond with what the scripture is saying. When that is balanced, when that is done, we know, yes, going back to Godhead is ready. So Kardama Muni appreciated the wonderful qualities of his wife and the service she rendered, and he is appreciating that. It is indicated here that one's body is very dear, yet Devahuti was so faithful to her husband that not only did she serve him with great devotion, service, and respect, but she did not even care for her own health. This is how we should serve the Special Master, forgetting ourselves. Then the Special Master will see that. We'll see. It's a special one. We'll see. Every day he's seeing. He's seeing our performance, our activities. He would certainly reciprocate. That is called selfless service. Selfless service. It appears that Devahuti had no sense pleasure, even with her husband. Otherwise, she would not have deteriorated in health. Acting to facilitate Kardama Muni's engagement in spiritual elevation, she continually assisted him, not caring for bodily comfort. The duty of a disciple is to assist the spiritual master in his mission. That's his duty. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did that. He did that. He went to Haridas. My dear Haridas, I have anxiety. Haridas said, my dear Lord, what can be anxiety for you? The Lord said, I have anxiety. My anxiety is that I came to deliver the whole world. I have made the human beings chant Hare Krishna. What about other entities who cannot chant? How am I going to deliver them? Haridas said, my dear Lord, you have already done it. You have done it already. It's done. Sri Chaitanya would say, how did I do that? So, you know, you chanted Hare Krishna in the forest, and there was a response. That response is the chanting of the trees. So you have delivered everyone. So you are free. So Prabhupada mentioned in the purport, this is the duty of a disciple, to relieve the special master from his anxiety. What's the anxiety of the special master? To deliver the whole world. He has a duty to deliver the whole world. And the disciple's duty is to support him to do that service. As a disciple, the devotee is doing that here. Prabhupada said, acting to facilitate Kadamuni's engagement in spiritual elevation, she continually assisted him. And the disciple's responsibility, the duty, to serve the spiritual master selflessly. And then we don't need to tell the spiritual master, Guru, bless me, Maharaj, bless me, and blessing. That is not necessary. Blessing will come automatically. The devotee didn't ask for blessing. Kalamuni saw that, see what my wife is doing, and immediately he's reciprocating. So no one is forgotten or neglected in Christian consciousness. No one. Everyone is fully appreciated according to our effort. According to our effort, Krishna will reciprocate with us as we are approaching him. That is the nature of Krishna consciousness. So nothing is missing. It is a duty of a faithful and chaste wife to help her husband in every respect, especially when the husband is engaged in Krishna consciousness. That is a duty. Our duty is to help the special master. Not to come and enjoy the special master. It's not to enjoy the special master, but to render service to the special master. Relieve him from anxiety to deliver the whole world. So every devotee should have service to the special master. That is our connection. We are going to be blessed based on the service which we do. And according to our attitude in that service, Krishna will reward us like that. That is why we see the same Bhagavatam, we read, the same temple, the same deities, the same prasadam, the same Hare Krishna mantra, but we are doing the same thing, but we are not on the same level of advancement. The difference is based on our input. Not that Krishna is discriminating, it's our input. The Krishna look at our consciousness and he responding to that. As we are doing the same thing and the result is different. The difference is our attitude, our approach to this divine activity we were doing in Krishna consciousness. So we should learn this from devotee, so that we can attain the success as he did. And that's the reason why she's here, to teach us the process. Hare Krishna. So any comments or questions before we go? I read from here. It is the duty of a faithful and chaste wife to help her husband in every respect, especially when the husband is engaged in Krishna consciousness. It's in the purport. How is it possible to serve without pride, envy, lust, greed? How is it possible to do that? Because we all have lust and greed and envy. So how is it possible to do this? And it is by service that all these wanted things will go. So how is it that the devotee doesn't have this? In our own practical life, how do we do this? That is a question for me, Saxon. Yes, it's a good question. When we are serving and feeling worried, will I be able to make it back to Godhead this lifetime or not? That's wrong. That's wrong. Will I be able to go back to Godhead this lifetime, or what will happen to me? That is wrong. We don't need that. Thinking like this is lost. What would happen to me if I didn't go back to Godhead? That is not our business. We should not do that. Devahuti was not concerned about her future. Like today, many devotees are worried about their future. It's lost. A devotee should be concerned about the service. How am I doing my service? When one is focused on doing the service just to please, you are free. You are not looking at these things. You are free. The focus is just the same. How can I do this service to please the person I'm doing the service for? You are free from all this automatically. There's no envy, there's no lust, there's no pride, no vanity, because the attention is not on this. See, Kadamuni, he performed austerity to get a wife, not bhakti. Dhruva Maharaj, he performed austerity to get the kingdom, not bhakti, but both of them got bhakti. Why? While they were practicing, they didn't remember anything. They were focused only on the practice. That which is not possible for others became possible for them. That's what it means. So a devotee should not worry about We should worry about the quality of the service we're doing for Krishna. That should be our focus. Forget everything else. And focus on this. This is my chance to become purified. This is my chance to please my Guru and Krishna. This is my chance to attain perfection. This is my chance. We'll just focus there. You are free from all this. So a devotee, a neophyte devotee who is faithfully and sincerely engaged in Krishna consciousness is better than an accomplished yogi. He's neophyte, but he's better. Because he is on a auspicious path, that this path will free him completely from everything and he get Krishna, while a yogi is still struggling with the senses. A yogi has to calculate the auspicious and inauspicious time to leave the body. A devotee doesn't have to calculate. Because he's not worried about that. That is the reason why Krishna told him about the Gita, don't look for the profit of your duty. Don't look for the profit of your duty. Just do your duty. This is what is clear. Krishna is saying. Just do your duty. Your focus should be on your duty. The result, forget it. One who is focused, you are free from all this. It's clear? Why would you waste our time with, well, what will happen to me? How will I get there? Will I be able to make it this time? When will you get there? Why is that our business? Just do what Krishna wants us to do. That's all. When we'll get there, Krishna will decide that. Does it make sense? Yes. I didn't get the last. Appreciation, we should be appreciated. Devotees should be appreciated. But if you are not appreciated by others, that doesn't mean Krishna is not appreciating you. A father looks at children differently from brothers and sisters. A father looks differently. I may not like this brother, I may not like that sister, but that doesn't mean that father doesn't like them. It is me who doesn't like, but not Krishna. Krishna loves all. This is my own my only condition, but not Krishna. So no devotees should give up Krishna consciousness because I'm not appreciated. Nobody cares about what I'm doing. In the Bible, it is said, if you give something to somebody with your right hand, you should not allow the left hand to see it. You should hide that. You should just see. What does it mean? What does it mean of that? Then he went further. The Bible went further to see. If you have gotten the glory from people, there is no chance for God again. It's already done for you. So God will not, he won't give you anything again because you've already gotten it from the mundane people. So why should an intelligent person expect conditions to help you instead of the Supreme Person of Godhead? Why? What will conditioned soul do for us? A pure soul can do something for us, not conditioned souls. So if a conditioned soul glorifies you, don't appreciate you, what is the value of that? Let Krishna glorify you, let Krishna appreciate you, let the pure devotee appreciate us. See, Karamuni appreciates his wife. Every single devotee, Prabhupada appreciated all of them. Oh, my guru, they send you, all of you, to me. He gave all his credit to his disciples. So if someone else is not like, is not appreciated because of ego, or envy. So why are we bothered about that? Why are we bothered about conditioned souls? Why? Envious person will never like you for anything. Even if you become a pure devotee, he will not see you. The pure devotee will see. Krishna will see. Whatever we are, Krishna will see. Whatever we do, Krishna will see. And Krishna will pay us like that. So why should we expect conditions in US people? Okay? That means that we are not working for Krishna. We are working for ourselves. So we should come and glorify us. We should expect Krishna to appreciate us and glorify us. Then conditioned soul cannot even glorify someone. They only flattery. They will flatter you, they will glorify you. So why do we need flatter? To be flattered by conditioned souls. Christians will glorify us. Is it not? Devotees who are leaving the movement because they are feeling not appreciated, they are feeling not recognized. One thing is that we are not behaving nicely, which is wrong from our side. We are not behaving rightly. But that is not the principal reason why anybody will leave the movement. The principal reason why somebody will leave the movement is because we ourselves, we are offensive. If you understand Krishna is the supreme person of God and we are diligently doing our service, our sadhana very strictly, why will somebody leave the movement? Those who are very strict in sadhana, they will become empowered by the supreme person of Godhead. Strict sadhana, strong sadhana will bring empowerment. They will become very powerful to present Krishna consciousness in such a way that the whole world will be appreciated. Will appreciate. So it's a signal Krishna is given to us, a signal that we are not acting properly. Because we are conditioned. We are going to appreciate me that I will leave. That is not the real reason why anybody will leave the movement. It's a secondary reason. We are not encouraged by it. Yeah, we are acting like that. We are acting not encouraging some of us. Our personal life is not encouraging. But as you know, that is not sufficient reason for any serious to leave the movement. The only reason why we are leaving the movement is because we always say we are not serious. Our sadhana is not strong, it's very weak. Otherwise, what is the use of sadhana? A strong sadhana will bring purity, it will make us strong. You know? Yes. What is our sadhana? Is strong. We will not hear that if our sadhana is weak. We will not hear. Even though we have read it and preached it to many people, we will still leave because the sadhana is not strong. This will become fixed in our conscience now. We start practicing. If our sadhana is strong, then we'll see it to us. How many times people have given powerful advices to people and they themselves cannot make use of that advice? There's empty advice. Empty. If you can help others, we'll be able to help ourselves also. If you cannot help yourself, you cannot help others.